Janitor, Chapter 1, An Erotic Story by Claudia Thomas. We had, of course, discussed it, fantasized about it, masturbated together and separately about it, debated about it. Was it right for us or not? Now the time was here. Anticipation, nervousness, desire, regret, excitement, and everything else all coming to the surface. All to be savored. Who does not like to push a border, test a limit, challenge existing comfort levels? My wife April and I felt we would like to do all of the above. Finding a third person had been a thrill, a difficulty, and a compromise, all part of the fun. But back to the here and now. My wife had been told to undress, not by me. I was standing fully dressed beside, let's say, our instructor, also fully dressed. She was enjoying the moment. She had turned away from us and slowly pulled her t-shirt over her head. I had wondered what bra she would go with for the occasion. She had decided on a plain but attractive petite black bra. From where I stood, I could see that, as always, it strained to contain and support her large breasts. She did not turn or remove her bra. Instead, she pushed her skirt down and let it fall to the floor. She stood motionless in her bra and skimpy black thong. Her ass was fully visible save for the tiny thong string. She took a small step back from her fallen skirt and bent over to pick it up. Of course, I have seen my wife without clothes for years, but even I could not avoid admiring the view she presented of her near-nude ass to the instructor and I. I managed a quick glance to my left and saw that he too was enjoying the spectacle. She stood to her full height and paused, wearing only her bra and thong. "Continue," ordered the instructor. My wife reached behind her back and undid the clasp of her bra. Her breasts immediately pushed the bra forward and the straps moved without effort from her shoulders. She shrugged it off and discarded it on the bed. From my position, I could see a nice view of the side of her breasts and erect nipple. The instructor, who was standing directly behind her, lacked my good view. "One up for me," I thought. Though no doubt the instructor would enjoy her fully later or not. We did not know what he had in mind for us. Then without hesitation, April pushed her thong down. She again took a step back and bent over as before to recover it. We were treated to the same view as before, but this time without the string obstructing the view of her now fully naked ass. My wife stood fully nude, with her back to the instructor and I. He ran his hands down her back from her neck and then lingered on her naked ass. I simply stood there and watched. He was enjoying everything that is mine. "Turn around," he ordered, after finishing admiring her nudity from behind. My wife turned around to face us. She looked him directly in the eye and not at me at all. The instructor's eyes and hands simultaneously ran down over her breasts and swollen nipples and further down to her freshly shaved pussy. The instructor slid a finger into her pussy. It went in easily and was met with a slight moan of pleasure from April. The finger came out shiny and wet. A smile from April, a smile from the instructor. My cock was ridged and bulging at the front of my shorts. "What about me? What is going to happen next?" I thought. "Undress your husband," came the sudden command. April turned to face me. She gave me a reassuring smile and started unbuttoning my shirt. The instructor's hand moved to her ass as she continued with my shirt. She inhaled loudly as the instructor's fingers again found her drenched pussy, or possibly her anus. Next, she dropped her hand to my shorts. She briefly rubbed my erection through the soft material before undoing the button and pulling them down. I had not bothered with underwear. I stepped back from my fallen shorts and my wife kicked them under the bed. I stood there, fully nude and erect. The instructor surveyed my erection and nodded approvingly. "Suck it," came the order, to which my wife immediately complied. April started with her usual technique, which she had perfected over the years of our marriage and before, with other guys. She altered it, though, to avoid finishing me off too early. Such was my excitement. "Enough," came the order from the instructor. "Handcuff your husband to that chair. Use these." We were not new to bondage, so April easily managed to cuff me. I sat there, cuffed, facing the bed, nude and erect. My cock was still shiny from April's efforts. It needed a lot more of her attention. "Lie face down on the bed," ordered the instructor. My wife did as she was told. From my position, I could see her ass fully and had a nice view of her pussy. It was glistening and wet. Also in need of attention, a lot of attention. The instructor, also obviously not new to bondage, proceeded to tie my wife up. Her wrists and ankles were quickly and effectively restrained. She lay there fully nude and absolutely unable to move. She started to rotate her hips in small motions to pleasure her pussy. Her only concern was herself. I was unable to help myself as April had restrained me very firmly. I desperately wanted to rub my cock, but all I could do was nothing. The instructor said nothing about her masturbation. April's pleasure was severely interrupted when the whip came down hard across her nude ass. I did not shout a warning. I just enjoyed the anticipation. She screamed in surprise, but the blow did not interrupt her self-pleasure. "More," she said to the man holding the whip. And more, he delivered. Whip after whip until her ass was red. She orgasmed in waves of pleasure. Once and an explosive second time. "Please, more," my wife begged, still nude and restrained. "My contract was for 1 hour only," the instructor said, setting the whip down. "If you want to explore my many services further, we can come to an arrangement. My wife also offers similar services, should that be of interest to you both. You have my business card and contact details. I trust this session was to your satisfaction and met the criteria you outlined in your session proposal." He'd walked to the end of the bed and was running his hand up April's leg as he talked. He stopped his hand on her nude ass and inspected the damage from the whip professionally. Appearing satisfied, he continued to run his hand up my wife's naked body until her came to the restraint on her wrist. He flicked it open. "You can release yourself from here. Health and safety is the most important thing," he added, smiling. He watched as April turned around. She deliberately, I thought, gave him a full view of her streaming pussy. He rewarded her effort by allowing his glance to linger over her pussy. He briefly touched her left breast and twisted the nipple a bit. April inhaled sharply, as the unexpected move was, I imagine, both pleasurable and painful. He moved towards the door. "I have another appointment in 90 minutes," he announced. "Punctuality and reliability are everything." With that, he was gone. Later, after he had left, my wife finished me off with my cock in her mouth. She did not untie me or get dressed herself. She simply returned to what she had been doing earlier, pleasuring herself at the same time. I ejaculated into her mouth. After I had finished, she emptied her mouth into a tissue. I wondered if it had been the instructor making the deposit, would she have swallowed obediently? "Other services?" I asked as we ate dinner in our local restaurant that evening. "Sounds interesting," said April. "I will ask him more about it when I see him on Monday. He is, after all, the janitor at the office building, where I headquartered my company, she said, smiling mischievously. The janitor whipping the CEO's nude ass. How is that for role reversal? I joked. Our waitress looked at us strangely, obviously having overheard our conversation. She was a strawberry blonde-haired woman of around 22, probably working a part-time job whilst attending college. She might be interested in joining us for an adventure ahead, I observed to my wife when she had gone out of earshot. April glanced at her as she walked away to serve another table. She admired her ass in the tight waitress skirt and nodded approvingly. When she turned to attend to her customers, April allowed her gaze to come to rest on the girl's breasts, pushing out against her tight white shirt. April did not avert her gaze even when the waitress looked over. My wife smiled at her, and after a moment she smiled back. April broke eye contact and again returned her eyes to the woman's breast. Our waitress continued to smile and adjusted her tight skirt nervously. We had previously discussed her as a desirable possibility, but were uncertain how to approach the subject with her. It was our favorite restaurant, and we did not want to make ourselves unwelcome. Definitely worth exploring that further at a later date. But for now, we have agreed on professional service from the existing provider, April said in her CEO voice. She was used to getting what she wanted. She had built her company up over the last 5 years to become a major player in the office supply industry. What had started out as a single outlet in the stationery, office furniture, and supply sector had become several large outlets in all the main business parks in the state, and also with a significant and growing online presence. She had made it happen. She was a tough businesswoman who had flourished in a difficult business environment. She was, it was said, a tough boss. Sexually, though, she liked to be totally dominated. I guess in some ways it made sense. The bill, I said when our waitress passed by our table next time. April paid and left a very generous tip. See you again soon. My name is Mandy, by the way, our waitress said, smiling. I am April, and this is my husband, Steve, April said. I shook hands with Mandy. The effect of the wine and the events of the day had removed most of my inhibitions. I briefly looked her in the eye and then dropped my gaze to her breast as we concluded our handshake. We can mention her to the instructor for a later session, I said as we walked for the door. You want to do it again with the instructor? It is not cheap, April said. We are doing it, I informed her, as I opened the restaurant door for her. She smiled as she walked past. I looked down at what I knew to be her red sexy ass. For a change, it was not me who had done the work to make it so red, but another guy. Chapter 2. I should not have done it. It was a mistake. It was going to be tight. The appointment was at 4 p.m. April had taken time off early to make it. She had scheduled a site meeting, as she called them, and left work early. Not that she needed to explain an absence or early finish. She is the boss. I had to pick up some routine supplies for my next sculpture. My latest commission was for the grand reception of a new office building, hosting high-end tech companies. It was the latest in a series of prestigious jobs, and I was excited about delivering my best work. The timetable was challenging, though. I looked again at my watch. Time seemed to be racing ahead, though my progress through the traffic was quite the opposite. Frustrating. I drummed my fingers on the steering wheel and let my mind wander. We had enjoyed our experience so much with our sex instructor. We had immediately decided to schedule again. We were amused and interested to receive an email from him the day after our first adventure. He had thanked us for our prompt payment, included a receipt for what he described as professional services, and requested our feedback. He assured us of the total discretion of his services and attached a form for us to complete to indicate our areas of interest. He indicated that he only accepted new clients through word of mouth and not all clients who were referred would be accepted. We were impressed. Of course, we had some concerns about discretion, but we enjoyed the risk, rather the calculated risk, as we saw it. Finally, a break in the traffic. The dashboard clock read 4:15 p.m., and we had booked an hour. Anyway, I was home now, so 45 minutes to enjoy. I turned the key in the hall door and let myself in. "Hello," I called out to the empty hallway. "We are in the living room and you are late," came the sharp reply from the instructor. I deposited my car keys and strolled to the living room, apprehension rising and my apologies at the ready. The instructor was sitting on the couch enjoying an alcohol-free beer. My wife was busy dusting under the watchful eye of our instructor. She was wearing a skimpy thong, which did nothing to cover her arse, and a maid's hat. I had never seen either the thong or the hat before. The effect was good. I could feel my cock getting hard. She wore no bra and her breasts were fully visible and nipples erect. She did not come to greet me, but just kept dusting, obviously following the orders of our instructor. The CEO dusting nearly naked for the janitor she employs, I thought. "You started without me," I said. "This session was scheduled for 4 p.m. I always start on time, no exceptions." The instructor said not to take his eyes from my practically nude wife. "I was forced to undress your wife and provide her with her current attire in your absence," he continued, still not averting his gaze from April. "Okay," I said. We had signed up for this after all. Not just signing up, but paying willingly. April turned around fully and moved to the next area that apparently needed dusting. The front of the thong was absent. Her pussy was fully visible and freshly shaved as per his emailed instruction for the next session. We had indicated in the feedback that for the next session, we wanted to both feel used, but we expressed a doubt about the instructor having sex with April, at least initially. I was beginning to wonder if it was a good idea. "I will have another beer, alcohol free, of course. I never consume alcohol when I am working," he said, staring openly at my wife's pussy. I went to the kitchen, opened the fridge, and found no more beer. I closed it again and strolled back into the living room. April was bent over attending to some apparent cleaning issue directly in front of the instructor. She had positioned herself, or perhaps in my absence, had been told to position herself as I found her. Her legs were spread wide apart and she was bent over at the waist. She faced away from the instructor. This gave him a view of my wife's almost fully nude ass, and I guessed, an almost perfect view of her pussy from the crotchless thong he had provided. "We have no beer left," I said. "April, go and sit on the table," the instructor ordered, ignoring my bad news about his beer. My wife strode over to our table. She was obviously enjoying herself. Her nipples were standing out fully erect. Over the years, I noticed that she only got like this when she was extremely turned on. She sat down on the table and waited. The instructor stood up and walked to the table. "Lie back on the table, April," he said, gently pushing her down by her left breast. He allowed his finger to slip over her nipple, causing a slight moan from April. April was now horizontal on our living room table. The instructor reached down and started to slide her thong down, She immediately lifted her waist to make the task easier for him. It was fascinating to watch this other guy removing my wife's thong, a thong which he had provided for her to wear. April brought her ankles fully together and he slid the thong off. My wife was now fully nude, save for the maid's hat on our living room table. She immediately allowed her legs to spread to give him the best full view of her pussy, which was glistening from her excitement. The instructor stood over her clearly, enjoying the view of his client and indeed of his boss, who is my wife, fully nude with her legs spread. Her nipples stood up like bullets on her breasts. I could feel my cock ridged in my trousers. The instructor walked over to me. "Well, if we have no beer, then you need to go get some. Please be back as quickly as possible. There is only 35 minutes remaining of your session," he said, handing me my wife's thong. This was bizarre. We were paying good money for this, and I was going to miss it all. I would not make this mistake next time. I was already thinking about next time. He certainly was delivering on the being used part for me, and I could see from April's response that she would have no issue with another session. "Okay," I said. I walked to the door of our house with a hard cock, leaving my wife nude and under the direction of another man. The drive to the off-license should take less than 10 minutes, 5 minutes inside, and then 10 minutes back. I should have 10 minutes left at the end of the session, I thought to myself. The drive did not take 10 minutes. A traffic accident left me drumming my fingers in frustration on the steering wheel for almost 20 minutes on the way to the off-license. I was wondering what was going on back at our house. We had established clear limitations on what we were allowed to do during our adventure. We had not ruled out sex fully, but all parties had to be there and in agreement. Furthermore, there could be no alcohol involved. Nevertheless, I was wondering if they were having sex right now. After all, I had left her fully nude, spread out on our table. There was no way I was going to get back in time to catch the end of the session. I might as well enjoy the drive, the mixed feelings, the erection, and the sexual desire and frustration. My phone went off. A message. I was in the off-license queue with a case of the alcohol-free beer in my arm. "You will find your wife tied up nude on your bed. She has been whipped and disciplined. Please feel free to have sex with her on your return. She has orgasmed already, but I am quite sure she will be ready for further use when you get back. In the meantime, I have instructed her not to masturbate and to await your arrival. I trust you will find your house fully clean," the message said. I put my phone back in my pocket and felt the blood flow increase to my cock. My phone beeped again. I opened the message. This time, no text. Just a picture of April restrained to our bed on her back, nude, blindfolded, and of course, still wearing the maid's hat. This guy is worth every cent, I thought. Chapter 3. Several things happened at once. The door closed quickly. April dropped her phone, fought successfully to avoid dropping her coffee, and the janitor came around the corner. He bent down, scooped up the phone and file, turned them politely in the correct direction, and returned them to April. "Your phone and file, ma'am." "Thank you, Mr. Muller," April said. She dropped her gaze to his name badge, J. Muller. She referred to everyone formerly at work. She felt it promoted an air of respect, efficiency, and cohesion. Business efficiency was everything. During the sessions, he was strictly Mr. Muller and she was simply April. This was not one of the sessions, though. She was not nude and at his bidding. "You are welcome, ma'am," replied the janitor. "I am responding to a report of a damaged window on the executive floor. If you will excuse me, ma'am." He stepped around April and walked away. As always, his uniform was impeccable. He maintained his professional decorum fully and made no reference to the authority he had exercised over her. April made a quick decision. "Report to my office in 1 hour," she called after him. "As you wish," the janitor said before turning the corner. "Strictly speaking, I should consult with Steve about this," April thought. "But he is going to benefit from it, and I know he would approve," she reasoned to herself. April was back in her office 55 minutes later. "The janitor has reported as requested," her PA advised her over the phone. "Send him in," April instructed. "You wanted to see me, ma'am?" the janitor inquired, closing the door behind him. "Yes. It is in regards to a personal matter concerning our sessions. I would like to conduct an unscheduled session now to improve my technique for my husband," April continued. The janitor did not reply, at least initially. He let April sit there, wondering, nervous, apprehensive, excited. "I see," he said finally. "You will, of course, have to pay me the session rate. And since it is unscheduled, the rate differs from standard rates," he advised. "Fine," agreed April. "Your time starts now, April," he said, sitting down without invitation. "This is amusing," he continued. "You are paying me twice at the moment. A good business day for me," he mused. "I want to improve my oral techniques, and I would appreciate your expertise, Mr. Muller," April said somewhat nervously. "Open your blouse and push your bra up, April," he suddenly ordered. She hastily undid the buttons. "Do you want me to take the bra off, Mr. Muller?" April asked. She could feel her heart rate increasing and felt her pussy moistening. "I said to push it up," he said with authority. April lifted the bra up over her breasts, and they immediately came free. Her nipples were already erect. He took a long moment to enjoy her now familiar breasts. "Kneel before me," he commanded. April walked around her desk, blouse open, bra up and breasts out, and sank to her knees before him. "Unbuckle my belt, April," he ordered. She moved her hand to his belt and undid the buckle. She slowly began to unbutton the trousers of her employee. Then she opened the trousers. He wore tight white shorts under his uniform. "Pull them down, April," he ordered. April reached behind and pulled them down, allowing her hand to pass over his ass. His ass felt muscular and was completely hairless to her touch. She wanted to ask him to turn around so she could admire it. His cock bulged before her as if by erection on command. He had seen her and her husband nude, of course, but this was her first time experiencing another cock in many years. It was thick, full of powerful veins down the shaft, and fully shaved. "Open your mouth, April," he ordered. April opened her mouth as wide as she could, keeping her eyes fixated on the cock before her. The janitor inserted the tip of his cock into April's mouth. She immediately began to run her tongue in small circles around the tip of his penis. She could taste the pre-cum and began to suck greedily. "Make the circular movements with your tongue more slowly and alternate the direction," he commanded. April continued as instructed and felt the janitor's cock getting more and more firm. "Continue what you are doing and remove your blouse and bra, April," he said. He was clearly enjoying the sensation, but appeared to be in complete control. April shrugged off her blouse and reached behind her back and undid the clasp of the bra. She straightened her arms and let the bra fall onto the floor. She continued sucking and probing with her tongue and felt the janitor push his cock in a bit deeper. Her mouth was struggling to contain him, but she kept going. From her peripheral vision, she saw the janitor reach into his pocket and remove his phone. Keep working at it. I'm going to send some pictures to your husband, Steve, he advised. April heard the several clicks of the phone and the pops indicating that the pictures had been sent. Suddenly, the janitor exploded in her mouth. He did not withdraw his cock, so April had no choice but to swallow his discharge. As he withdrew his cock, some of his fluid dropped down to her breasts. That is the reason I told you to remove the blouse, April, he said professionally. Do not remove that from your breast, though, he said, indicating some small drops of fluid. Put your bra back on and get dressed properly. He looked at his watch. 20 minutes had passed. I will bill you for 1 hour for that session, he said, pulling his shorts back into place and adjusting his uniform. Now, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am? He asked. My phone buzzed. I was having a morning coffee, going over the next stage of the sculpture in my mind. I set my coffee down on the bench in my workshop, crossed the room and retrieved my phone from the charger. I opened it and saw a message from the instructor. No text, just a series of pictures. They showed April kneeling before the instructor, breasts out with his cock in my wife's mouth. The last picture in the series showed a shot of her breasts with erect nipples splattered with several generous drops of semen and dripping down off her tits. Lower in the picture, her skirt was visible, pulled up with her thong pushed down, resting at her knees on the office carpet, her freshly shaved pussy on view. The instructor liked it freshly shaved, so that is how she now kept it. I walked back to the bench, took a sip of my coffee, and hit a few keys on my phone, and sent the message off to the instructor and to April. Nice, enjoy, both of you. It read with a few smileys after it for effect. My cock was rock hard. This was getting better and better. Chapter 4. We were waiting for the instructor to arrive. He would be on time, of course. We were ready early. I had learned my lesson. A costly, but I guess, enjoyable lesson. I was dressed in blue jeans, a smart white shirt. April was nude, as required in the instructions he had mailed to us earlier in the day. We had decided to treat ourselves to another visit. We had debated a bit about it. It was not inexpensive, but we both agreed it was worth it, and we owed it to ourselves. We reasoned. April's pussy was freshly shaved. It looked inviting and was tempting me. I could see she was already wet with anticipation. I ran my hand over it and let it linger, rubbing in small circles. Let's not spoil it before we even get started, she said with a smile, brushing my hand away. The doorbell rang at exactly the appointed hour. Off you go, I said, slapping her nude ass playfully as she walked to the front door. The instructions had been clear. I was to be dressed as I was. April was to be fully nude, and was to open the door. This was somewhat of a risk, as potentially she could be seen by our neighbors, but we liked the idea and agreed to it without even discussion between us. I watched April walk confidently down the hall nude. She looked great. She opened the door without hesitation. She did not stand back behind the door or seek shelter in any way. She stood there, fully nude, and admitted the instructor. He greeted her politely and professionally and walked in past her down the hall towards me. April looked out to the street and closed the door, not fast, not slow. It did not close with a bang. All was normal. Everything was under control. So far. You got my instruction, he said, noting April's nudity professionally. Is everything ready? He continued. Everything is ready, I said. April had already proceeded to the bedroom and was face down on our bed. Her legs and arms were spread out, and she was waiting to have the restraints applied. Tie her up tight, he ordered. I placed my hand on her ass, ran it down between her cheeks over her anus, applied a little extra pressure there, and then continued down her right leg. I turned to look back up. My wife was spread out fully nude before me. I got a good view of her pussy from her spread legs. Her ass looked great, and further up I could see her breast squashed under her torso. To my left I could see our instructor enjoying the view of my wife's nudity. My view was probably better than his, as I could see both her pussy and her ass. He was looking down on her ass again, satisfied with the application on the first restraint. Good, keep going, he ordered. I reversed the procedure this time on the other side. I applied the restraint, tightened it fully, and ran my finger up April's left leg again over her anus and nude ass and continued up her back. April had started to rotate her hips gently, but noticeable. Obviously, not able to heed her own advice about restraint from earlier. I said nothing about it, and the instructor said nothing about it. Next, I applied the wrist restraint on the left side, ensuring, as before, it was a maximum tightness. I walked down the bed this time, not touching my nude wife. I passed behind the instructor and pulled my wife's right arm up a bit. This gave the instructor, but not me, a brief glimpse at April's right breast and erect nipple. Of course, he had seen my wife's breasts before, even ejaculated onto them, well ejaculated into her mouth, and subsequently onto her tits. Still, why not give him one more look before we started, I thought. Not that I saw any of that fun they had, just the pictures he sent me. We were paying him for this after all, so it was good to be able to show off my wife as much as possible. April continued to rotate her hips gently. She had become less silent and was enjoying the experience fully now, as if she was alone. She was not alone. Good, said the instructor. Initially, he did nothing. Then he ran his hand down her back, over her nude ass and down her right leg. Then he turned and looked back up the bed at my naked wife. He took in the view with pleasure. I could see his eyes linger on her pussy, move up over her ass, and then observe the swell of her breasts under her body. I guessed he was remembering how good those breasts felt as he had rubbed his hands all over them. Maybe his cock too, I was not sure. April felt she could hardly move. Her ankles and wrists were pinned down securely on the bed. She was aware of her total nudity. In her peripheral vision, she could see the instructor standing there, and she was aware of the presence of her husband, though she could not see him. Both men had seen her nude. For now, she was under the control of the instructor. She was nude because he had required it, not because of her husband. She had pictured this many times in her mind. They had discussed it often, and she had pleasured herself over and over about it. She knew Steve did too. Sometimes they did it together. Now here she was, nude, restrained, and about to be punished by her husband under the instruction of a third party, another guy. It thrilled her that she was the only one nude. For now. Her legs were spread as wide as possible, and her pussy was on full display to the instructor. But not her husband right now. She knew she was wet and desperately wanted some sexual release. What exactly is the issue you are having with the discipline of your wife? The instructor queried. He was already aware of the brief. He was asking it over April to make her appear irrelevant and unworthy. She found it exciting and continued to pleasure her clitoris. She felt his eyes on her nudity. She liked it, a lot. I knew she liked it. But I liked it even more. The idea of showing off my wife fully nude to a third party was just about top of my list when it came to sex fantasies. to let someone else see what I had and even enjoy. To a point, what I enjoyed was always on my wish list. I could imagine being made to watch as he fucked my wife. My cock was ridged, but I did not touch it. Now, as per our request, I was going to be ordered to punish her. Punish her professionally. Not just in our usual fun way as April described it. I could feel my cock absolutely rock hard against my jeans. I guessed the instructor was the same. Or maybe he was able to maintain a professional countenance that I was not. We will see, I thought. He walked up the other side of our bed. This time he ran his hand up her left leg on the inside. He paused with his hand on her pussy. I saw him adjust a finger and heard my wife moan as it entered her wetness easily. He withdrew it after only a short time and left his hand resting on her ass, moving his hand in small circles, wiping her wetness onto her ass. Does it bother you that I am enjoying your wife's nudity, her pussy and now her ass, Steve? He asked, his hand still rubbing her nude ass. He now had a finger pressed against April's anus. She had risen her ass up towards the finger to try and gain some additional pleasure. I could see she was struggling with the decision to lift her ass up in the hope of some pleasure from his finger and her original self-pleasure. It looked like the decision to have our instructor use her overcame her masturbation. Her breast became slightly visible again as she lifted her ass to meet the instructor. I like it a lot. The idea of having to watch you enjoy my wife and being made to watch is exactly what we want. We like the idea of being used, I confessed excitedly. And I know she likes the whole thing too. That is why you are here. I see, he continued to enjoy April's ass. He slid his finger into April's ass and she let out a loud moan of pleasure. She was holding her body up as high as her restraints would allow now, and the side of her tits were quite visible. From where I was standing, I could see this, but the instructor could not. Well, he could have her tits to enjoy any time he liked. Maybe if I asked him, he would let me enjoy my wife's tits too. Nice to have to consider asking another guy if I could enjoy my wife's breasts. That was what we were paying for, I thought. Your wife gives a good blowjob, Steve, the instructor said, changing the subject. I almost considered not charging for it, he added with a smile. She was maybe a bit too keen offering to take her breasts out for me, but I was able to guide her. I nodded understandingly. The pictures he had sent me were great. I had masturbated over them before April had come back that evening. Is she good to fuck, Steve? She keeps herself in good shape. Nice body. Well, toned. Everything looks and feels good, the instructor continued. April lowered herself down onto the bed and resumed her pleasure, but now much more vigorously, obviously enjoying our conversation. Now only the side of the swell of her breasts were visible under her body. I had lost the advantage over the instructor. Maybe he was going to fuck my wife. We had not given a full brief to him and we had said we were open to his input. She is usually quite good. She is obedient, flexible, but too concerned only with her own pleasure at times. Not always a team player, I replied. Please feel free to fuck her if you wish, I added without April's permission. We had not discussed this, and April continued to pleasure herself, aware I had just given permission for another guy to have sex with her. She made no objection. I reasoned that she had taken a liberty with the fun at work, so now it was my turn to introduce a surprise. He ran his hand back down to her pussy and allowed April to pleasure herself against it. I may do, but I am not sure I will allow you to watch, Steve. You may be required to wait in the hallway while I enjoy your wife in your bed. Perhaps would you prefer to watch, should I decide to have sex with your wife? I would like to watch you having sex with my wife, if you will allow it, I said. I could not believe how this was going. I was asking permission from another guy to watch him having sex with my wife. If he refused, I would be standing in the hallway, probably polishing his shoes. I was so excited. I could hardly keep my hand off my cock, but I had to. This was worth the money, I thought. Looking down at April, I could see she was in complete agreement. April still said nothing, but was now moaning with pleasure. She obviously liked the idea, or was lost in her own pleasure. Either or both were a possibility. Do you usually stay dressed or get nude when you punish her, Steve? The instructor asked, his hand now back on my wife's ass cheeks. Usually I do it nude, I replied. Today you will remain dressed, he directed. He walked over to our open wardrobe, which contained our extensive toy collection. On the rear wall was a collection of whips of various sizes and capabilities. He selected a medium whip, an expensive, well-finished, handmade, genuine leather item, which we had purchased together a number of years previously. Stop what you are doing, April, he ordered. April, deep in her masturbation and self-pleasure and indulgence, reluctantly stopped. I guess she knew if she climaxed now, she would still have to endure the whipping and whatever else the instructor had planned. The instructor walked around the bed. He stopped at the bottom of the bed and looked up, admiring April's drenched pussy. The lighting and temperature was absolutely sufficient. The blinds were open, and a cooling breeze was present in the room. He handed me the whip. Punish her for being so open to being fucked by another guy, he told me. I drew back, brought the whip up to my shoulder height, and brought it down in a clear arc onto April's ass. It cracked on the impact with her ass. A very satisfying sound. She hissed between clenched teeth and raised her body a bit. Again, her breasts were briefly visible, and I saw the instructor look down to enjoy the brief glimpse of her tits. I pulled the whip back from her ass. Good, April said. Again, the instructor ordered. I repeated the action, landing the next blow with a crack in exactly the same place on my wife's ass. It had already begun to turn red. No, the instructor announced. Succeeding blows must not land in the same place, but only in very close proximity to the previous blow. This increases sexual pleasure for the recipient and shows your skill level. He went over and inspected April's reddening ass. He ran his hands over the affected areas and nodded approvingly. Next time, do it harder, he ordered. He supervised a number of more blows until April's ass was fully red and warm. April was screaming with each blow, with a mixture of pain and pleasure. Apparently, just the right measure, as her pussy was flowing with pleasure. Untie her, he ordered. I did as instructed and stood back. Turn over, he ordered to April. She slowly turned over, being careful to keep her arms by her side so as not to conceal in any way her complete nudity. She lay absolutely still, legs slightly apart to give a good view of her pussy to the instructor and I. More so the instructor, I guessed. Did you enjoy your punishment, April? The instructor asked, staring her in the eye and ignoring her body. Yes, sir, she said. I am ready for more, she added. Indeed, my time is limited today, as you know. This session was only for 1 hour. You may walk me to the door, April. Steve, clean up in here, and I will discuss our next appointment with your wife. I wish you a pleasant afternoon. April walked fully nude out the bedroom door and down the hallway with the instructor, who closed the bedroom door behind him. Open the front door, and we will discuss the next appointment, April, the instructor ordered, running his hand over her tits briefly. If you are seen by your neighbors or passers-by, then so be it. It is a risk we have to take, he added. April opened the front door and stood to let the instructor pass through. He stood in the doorway, but to one side, allowing a view of April from the gate. Now, when do you want your next session, and for how long would you like the appointment? He asked. April could feel the thrill of being seen, nude, talking to this stranger. She did not answer immediately, and relished the moment. She stood with her legs slightly apart. She held her back fully erect and had her breasts thrust forward. She was enjoying the risk. She heard a noise by the gate and glanced down the garden to see our neighbor walking past. The instructor stood fully aside to allow an unobstructed view of the still fully nude April. Perhaps he thought the movement would also attract the attention of the man. Our neighbor was a man about 10 years older than April. He was deeply engaged in a conversation on his phone and did not look up. The instructor coughed loudly, deliberately, no doubt, but the neighbor lost his chance and walked on, captivated by the phone call business. A pity, said the instructor. Indeed, replied April. There will be other opportunities for you, April, the instructor assured. I was busy in the bedroom getting everything cleaned up and put away. I was wondering what was going on outside, but I did not want to go out. Maybe I was not allowed to go out. The instructor had made it clear that this was not welcome. Were they having sex or just making an appointment? I gave my cock a brief rub at the thought of it. Next thing I heard the door close. April walked back into the bedroom nude. Undress, she ordered, still nude. Did he fuck you? I asked as I pulled my shorts down, allowing my erection to stand free. He fucked us both, she said, with a smile, handing me an invoice for $2,500 to be paid immediately. The invoice read, Professional Services Rendered. Worth every cent, I said. Pay it now. April fumbled with her phone between my thrust from behind her, finally enjoying my wife again. She completed the payment with difficulty due to my pent-up desire. But we paid in full and immediately as required. Worth every cent, she said, throwing her phone aside with the banking app still open as she orgasmed loudly with my hot semen flowing out of her pussy. Worth every cent. Enjoy this story more with 15% off Lilo.com with code VOLANTE15.